So often businesses and organizations have plans, 3 to 5 year roadmaps, 10 year goals, big, bold vision statements. And a lot of times when we're talking transformation, people are working towards getting from A to B. And that assumes that you know where you're starting and you know where you're going. And I think in order to get started, you really have to take a step back and look at the directions step by step. So we're not just thinking about how do we get from A to B, but what are all of the steps along the way? So taking those business goals or the roadmap that might be laid out and being able to break that down into 6 month to 12 month projects. So we start making progress and demonstrating change. I think that's a big way to get started. And I think there's huge benefits to that too. And also the cultural change. One of the biggest challenges with digital transformation is it's an upheaval of what people are used to. So it's oftentimes really difficult to get employees on board when you're going through such a cultural shift of how the business has worked and is being run. So when you go through an evolution process and you define smaller milestones, that also gives the opportunity to get people invested in the process and not just, you know, pull out the rug from under their feet all at once. So I do think it is having the roadmap, breaking it down, and really just having open conversations about what can we do today, and then what can we do to plan for smaller milestones in the future.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, I have to ask, what is the difference between transformation and evolution? More importantly, digital transformation to digital evolution. Today, we're going to talk about that topic, the shift from digital transformation to digital evolution. And of course, Jill Robertson is going to be on the journey with us. We're going to talk about what keeps Jill up at night around this topic. We're going to talk about what the heck do we even mean when we say digital transformation, and why is digital evolution the way that marketers, businesses should be paying attention to. We're going to bust some of those common myths. We're going to talk about hurdles, success, and of course, get some words of wisdom from Jill. Now, Jill Robertson is award-winning digital marketer with expertise in omni-channel marketing strategies, testing, personalization, and maximizing marketing technology investments. As VP of Digital Marketing, Jill oversees Valeer's marketing program and the practice dedicated to crafting and implementing digital marketing strategies for Valeer's client portfolio to drive engagement and loyalty with target audiences. Previously, Jill served as Senior Director of Product Marketing at Sitecore, where she was responsible for bringing products from concept to commercialization, as well as being a thought leader for the role digital experience solutions play in the marketing programs that create connections and build relationships with target audiences. All right, we're about to get into the good stuff, but first, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. All right, of course, with that out of the way, you know what's up next, Marketing Smarts listeners. It's time to get into the good stuff. Hey, Marketing Smarts listeners, it's your boy, George B. Thomas, and I'm back for another exciting episode. And of course, that means, yes, I am excited because today I get to hang out with Jill Robertson, and we are talking about a shift. Maybe some of you have taken, we feel like maybe many of you might not have taken. But today, the conversation is around the shift from digital transformation to digital evolution. Is that intriguing to you? It sure is to me. But let's go ahead and start. Jill, how the heck are you doing today?
I'm doing great, George. Happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're here with me too. Otherwise, this would be a real boring 35 minutes for the listeners. So, Jill, one of the things I like to do, I like to ask interesting questions that hopefully get us into interesting places. And so I always start this podcast out with the question around what keeps you up at night. We fully understand, Jill, that this could be a nightmare. This could be a dream, whichever. But what keeps you up at night around this topic of a shift from digital transformation to digital evolution? What's in your brain? What's keeping you up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting topic. And the thing about digital transformation is it's something we've been talking about for years. I remember when I started in the digital customer experience space about 12 plus years ago, the very first conference I went to was all about how organizations need to digitally transform. And now, over 12 years later, we're still talking about this, right? So digital transformation is a big topic, and the spending around digital transformation continues to grow. In 2022, spending on digital transformation hit about $1.8 trillion. Then by 2026, studies are showing that it could grow to $3.4 trillion. But the thing that keeps me up at night is that other studies show that 84% of digital transformation projects fail. When we're thinking about this shift to digital evolution, the fact that it's not more prominent to me is bothersome, right? You know, digital transformation as a concept is still relevant, but the way that organizations are approaching it and funding it and also failing as they are going through it is really quite stressful to me.
Yeah, so that sounds like a nightmare to me. If it's stressful, then I'm like probably waking up in a cold sweat. Here's the thing, Jill. One of the things I like to do on the podcast is I like to level set, meaning get everybody up to speed before we take off with the rest of the questions. And so I fully understand there might be marketing smarts listeners out there that are like, I hear you saying all the words, but I'm not sure what all the words are. So when we say digital transformation, what the heck do you mean in this conversation when we're saying digital transformation?
Sure. It's a great question. And I think it also goes into the first question too. When it comes to digital transformation, everybody has a different definition of it. I think fundamentally the concepts are the same. The definitions might vary. But when I think of digital transformation, it's about really the adoption of digital technology to ultimately transform business processes and services from a non-digital place to a digital place. So using technology to really aid the way organizations are operating as well as interacting with their audiences. Now, when I say digital evolution, it's a similar concept, but more of a gradual and kind of iterative accumulation of change, right? When we say transformation, I think of transformers. They start as cars and they turn into robots and they just go back and forth between those two states, but they're never growing beyond transformation. And so evolution really is the same thing as transformation, but in a way that's more digestible. It changes organizations over time and also takes into account the fact that once you transform, you're not just done, right? It's like, all right, hands are clean. We're going to have this big ribbon cutting ceremony. We have officially transformed. That's implying people are going to stay in this static state. Digital evolution really takes into the account that as the market changes around us and as audience and consumer needs change, we will continue to evolve and that's something we're always going to be working on, not just ending at a transformative point.
So interesting. And again, Marketing Smarts listeners, we're talking about the shift from digital transformation to digital evolution. So Jill, let's get real for a second. Why the heck does there have to be a shift?
I think it's great to start with an example. So if you think of organizations that have failed to continue to evolve, I'll bring up the B word, Blockbuster. There it is. You look at the threat that they were facing from Netflix and from streaming companies, and they were like, okay, we've transformed a little bit, but they didn't keep evolving. If you can hearken back to those days, they did start sending some DVDs a little too late, but they stopped evolving, and therefore, Blockbuster is not really a thing anymore. And so why it's so important to evolve when we're talking about it is because things change around us. I mean, if you look at what happened during the pandemic and the impact that it had on the way that people work, how businesses operate, how we interact, those things really challenged organizations to have to continue to evolve. Organizations need to get comfortable with constantly being introspective, looking at the way their business is operating and being open to small and iterative changes over time, not just waiting for a backlog of change to build up and then tackling that every 5 to 10 years.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So when we think of this shift, and it feels like it's a journey, what are some key elements regarding this shifting from transformation to evolution that B2B marketers, the companies that they work at, should be paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things that are, one, impacting the need for this shift, but also fueling how we can go through constant evolution. When we look at the space, things like rising customer expectations, where consumers are expecting personalization and there's more and more data collection over time, we as consumers are willing to give our data in order for a value exchange. For organizations to accommodate that, they have to digitize and have the right technology to understand what consumers are expecting and then also accommodate that and change their tactics or what they're delivering or how they're operating their business to meet those expectations. So I think that's a big thing that we need to think about, which is, as marketers, we make all of these assumptions about what our consumers and our audiences need. But now we have all of the data that we need to really meet those. And that's where evolution really needs to focus, is on listening to what your audiences want, mirroring that with what your business can deliver, and then ultimately executing on that in kind of an evolving fashion. I think two other things that are really impacting digital evolution is just the general shift to cloud technology. By 2024, the average company aspires to have their cloud spend represent 80% of their total marketing technology and IT hosting budget. Businesses that are moving to the cloud are able to adjust their marketing technology quicker based on those findings of what customer expectations and customer data are telling them. So this ability to kind of plug and play technology, have the latest version at your fingertips with cloud native or SaaS softwares, that's also driving evolution. And I think another part of it is just kind of this growing push of composable marketing technology. I know we touched on the pandemic before, but that's something that we saw. Organizations were stuck, either who had transformed or hadn't yet, had this legacy technology that was holding them back. And if they wanted to rip and replace a piece of it, they had to take the whole thing out. And so now with this notion of more composable and flexible technology, organizations have this agility to really continuously evolve, maybe invest in a tool today that's going to meet their needs for the next 18 months to 3 years, and then just swap that one piece of technology out. And that's really fueling, I think, a lot of the evolution too that we're seeing, where evolution is much more approachable now too, in terms of both getting investment as well as just moving initiatives kind of down the road.
So it's interesting to hear you talk, Jill. My brain is literally going in the direction of, man, this is deep conversation. This isn't like some surface level stuff that's easy for people just to do. And so I want to go off the beaten path for a second, because again, it doesn't feel like one human is moving this boulder. The question really is, how the heck do we get started with this change?
Yeah, and it's a great question, George. I think all the pieces are there, right? Sitting in front of the marketers listening. So often, businesses and organizations have plans, 3 to 5 year roadmaps, 10 year goals, big, bold vision statements. And a lot of times, when we're talking transformation, people are working towards getting from A to B. And that assumes that you know where you're starting and you know where you're going. And I think in order to get started, you really have to take a step back and look at the directions step by step. So we're not just thinking about how do we get from A to B, but what are all of the steps along the way? So taking those business goals or the roadmap that might be laid out and being able to break that down into 6 month to 12 month projects. So we start making progress and demonstrating change. I think that's a big way to get started. And I think there's huge benefits to that too. And also the cultural change. One of the biggest challenges with digital transformation is it's an upheaval of what people are used to. So it's oftentimes really difficult to get employees on board when you're going through such a cultural shift of how the business has worked and is being run. So when you go through an evolution process and you define smaller milestones, that also gives the opportunity to get people invested in the process and not just, you know, pull out the rug from under their feet all at once. So I do think it is having the roadmap, breaking it down, and really just having open conversations about what can we do today, and then what can we do to plan for smaller milestones in the future.
Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics. And let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? Love that so much. So much good there. So what is a common, and maybe it's one, maybe it's two, common myth around digital transformation or even digital evolution that you want to debunk here on the Marketing Smarts podcast?
I think when we talk about transformation and what the myth is, I want to say transformation's not going away. This notion of still digitizing or introducing technologies to facilitate change is there. It's really just the approach of which we're taking to get there, right? We talk about breaking things up into more manageable milestones, getting incremental funding for initiatives. And I think that's the big thing. It's not that that transformation's not going to happen. It's just that it's just ongoing. And that's really where that term evolution, I think, is so important for people to focus on, because you have to ingrain in your organization the culture of just never being comfortable. The way things are changing around us are forcing us to evolve. That transformation layer is there, but it's really responding to what's happening in the market and happening in a particular industry or happening to consumer expectations to be able to really accommodate that.
Amazing as far as debunking the myths. One of the things, Jill, that I like to do is get into the tactical. And so are there any tips, tricks, templates, hacks, frameworks? I'm throwing all the words at you that B2B marketers can use when attempting to shift from transformation into this evolution mindset.
I wouldn't say there's a template out there. That would make it almost too easy. It's still a big initiative and a big undertaking, even to evolve versus transform. But I think when it comes to tips and tricks around it, the first is to leave your ego at the door. A lot of times when we're thinking about marketing efforts or looking at operational processes, things like that, people hold it so close to the chest and they take it personally. I think we always have to be open to the idea that there could be a better way to do stuff. And yeah, it might be uncomfortable at first, but at the end of the day, we have to kind of ground ourselves in what our business is trying to achieve and the benefit that an organization or a business is delivering to their consumers. Focus on that. Focus on the end user beneficiaries of this evolution. So I think the first tip, leave the ego at the door. Digital evolution is not personal, right? It's something that has to happen, again, to respond to market trends and shifts in the way that, you know, everybody's interacting nowadays. So I think that's kind of the first tip. The second tip is also kind of going back to a myth as well, is that technology is not going to solve all the problems. You can't just purchase something, get it implemented, and all of a sudden everything's magically fixed. I would say the tip here is technology helps to facilitate, But ultimately, we still need to incorporate and take into consideration the people aspect of evolution, thinking about how it's going to change our day-to-day. How do we use technology and the digitization of processes to our benefit? How do we best leverage them? So I think that's a second tip. And then the third, involve multiple stakeholders. A lot of times things like digital evolution will oftentimes stem from either IT or marketing or combination thereof. But ultimately, that evolution is something that should impact the entire business. So making sure to break down silos of conversation around evolution is going to make sure that you're taking into consideration all of the inputs as part of this process and not leaving anyone outside in the cold. Again, I think that also helps to get buy-in for these changes that are going to be made. So making sure that you're bringing diverse opinions to the table when you start the process of evolution, but also as you go through it.
So we know how to get started. You've now given us some dope tips for along the way. Jill, what are the hurdles you've seen that are going to get in the way of organizations and the B2B marketers who are trying to drive this change?
We talked about the fact that a lot of digital transformation projects fail. That being said, it's still a thing. So I think one of the biggest hurdles is actually just convincing people of the fact that it's evolution versus transformation. People get so jazzed about transformation. They're like, oh my God, we're going to transform. Let's throw a bunch of resources, a bunch of money at this project. And in 2 years, we're going to celebrate. We're going to pop the champagne. And it's getting people out of that mindset. Digital evolution, I wouldn't say is super new, but it definitely hasn't been ingrained in our brains the way transformation has. So I think the biggest hurdle is just getting buy-in on the fact that we're not just going to do this once. This is constant work. It's like diet and exercise. You want to have a good regimen of that so that you can stay active and stay healthy. And it's the same thing. Convincing people that they need to think about the business and the evolution and how it's going to change consistently, I think is a big hurdle, like a mental hurdle for people to get through to even get these projects off the ground. And then I think once you kind of take that first step and you're able to show results of a change, of an evolution much more quickly than you could with transformation, then I think everyone starts coming over those hurdles with you. And now you're really running the race, for lack of a better analogy.
I think that's a good analogy. And I definitely think that when running the race, we need to watch out for those things. So speaking of running a race, we'll go with another analogy. Run the race. We're on the podium. We've got the gold first place medallion around our neck, aka we're winning. The question for that is, what the heck does success look like? How do we know that we've reached this digital evolution nirvana, if you will?
Very similar to the fact that digital evolution looks different for every organization, I think success is going to look different too. In my mind, success of kind of getting to that digital evolution nirvana is getting your team into a constant state of evaluating what's being done, not just sitting back with our feet up on our desk and saying, all right, we're good for a year or 2 years. We don't have to worry about anything. What we have in place is perfect. I think success really looks like a constant evaluation of what's being built, both internally for operations, but also what's being delivered in terms of how the business is being presented. I think that really is a point of success when, again, no one's comfortable exactly where they are, right? Things can still feel good and we're still hitting metrics, but there's almost always this desire to understand what's next. The constant asking of the question, what's next? What more can we do? I think when people get to that point, then you've really hit this great stride of digital evolution. And I think, too, another way to measure success is we talk about for evolution, you want to take a long-term roadmap and break it up into smaller milestones. And so having realistic metrics assigned to those milestones, and as you're checking those off, I think that indicates success as well. I would caveat that, though, is any learning is a success. If an organization is going through evolution and is making change, If they're learning something about a better way to do something internally, a better way to engage their audience, then the evolution is succeeding that way too, because we're continuously learning and evolving based on those learnings. And to me, anytime you're learning, it's successful.
Oh, I love learning equals success. So, Jill, obviously you've gone down this journey, maybe even helped other people with the journey. Heck, you've been helping people all day today with the journey. But along the journey, we usually learn things, aka meaning we get wisdom. And so what are some words of wisdom that you'd want to share with the Marketing Smarts listeners about the shift from transformation to evolution mindset, or maybe it's marketing, or hey, life in general? What are your words of wisdom?
Sure. I would say there's kind of two pieces to it. One, in terms of digital evolution, really think of yourself as a trailblazer. Getting organizations to refocus or shift their focus, I should say, from big, bad transformation to smaller incremental rounds of evolution, it's not going to be easy. Going through any sort of change is hard, and playing a role in terms of helping an organization or your business shift their mindset to constant evolution, constant learning, relying on data more than they have been in the past, that's a big thing. You're really trailblazing. We've focused on transformation for so long, and this shift is not an easy one to make. So take pride in the fact that if you're starting this process or spearheading it, that you're really helping the business, not just today, but in the long term. And then I think the second piece of it is, again, get comfortable being uncomfortable. The way that we learn and become either the best versions of ourselves, the best employees we can be for our business, our organization, the best leaders we can be within those organizations, is to constantly think, what more can I do? Where am I too comfortable in what I've been doing in the past? And can I move the needle? Can I try something different in order to make change? With that comes also the comfortability of failing. Being able to take the hit, take the L, and say, you know what, maybe wasn't the right approach, but I'll continue to evolve. And I think that's such a big piece of it, is the learning aspect, being uncomfortable, and also just being okay with the fact that you're not going to get it right 100% of the time. But again, that learning piece of it is going to continue to move the dial on digital evolution.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. I also have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with David Greenberg about generative AI-powered conversations and the Conversation Automation Index, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.